The last skill that I have put into this second stage is laughing. And laughing, of course, is not speech, but it's the springboard to the next stage. It seems to always emerge in children right after they've gained these other skills. So laughing is an important skill that we'll describe here. And once we are finished with laughing, we will be done with stage two, and we'll be ready to move on to stage three. Laughter is kind of the pinnacle of everything that the child has learned up to this point. We all know what laughing is. I don't think we need to define it. But laughing does entail deep inhalation and extensive sound prolongation. Laughing is the longest of the prolonged sounds that a child does during these first two stages. It can be oral or nasal. And when we have good belly laughing, we have wide swings in pitch variation and intonation patterns. Laughing sounds different with every child. The other thing about laughing that is so important for expressive speech is that laughter is oftentimes a family's identifying mark that their child is a positively contributing member of the family. If you take a long, hard look at your own child or the children with whom you work, you will discover that many of them do not laugh. They might snort. They might produce a high-pitched squeal. They might laugh silently. But what you'll find with many of them is they do not have the ability to really laugh out loud. It's never been encouraged. Nobody ever thought about it before, and it's just kind of gone overlooked. But laughter is such a fantastic way to exercise the vocal mechanism. I have spent many sessions laughing with children for 40 minutes at a time. Now, somebody peeking in on therapy might say, oh, there's nothing going on here. You know, they're just goofing around and having fun. But what I'm doing during the laughter is I'm watching his breathing during laughing and his vocal quality and his oral positions and whether he can get oral nasal and how long the sound is. And I'm laughing with them synchronistically, so we're tuning into the same sound. Some of my clients that I've worked with can produce no sound other than laughter, so this is the best place to start therapy. Laughter is a way to lighten up your therapy, to make it fun, to make it easy, to make it amusing, to make it interesting, to encourage a child to come back again. Many children who spend the rest of their day drudgingly trying to do schoolwork and drudgingly trying to communicate their ideas experience a tremendous amount of freedom in being in a place where all they have to do is laugh. And laughter begets more laughter, and laughter makes me the child's best buddy, and it encourages him to come back and to do more with me. So we're going to, in terms of therapy, we're going to continue all our voice and airflow stimulation tools, because essentially that's the essence of the first two stages, is getting better airflow. But we're also going to laugh ourselves. We're going to find a trigger for that child's laughter. Perhaps it's tickling, but tickling may be frightening for the child. So perhaps it's the antics of a puppet, or perhaps it's a silly idea, or perhaps it's me making funny faces, or it's you know, the potty words always are good for a good laugh for certain kids. Letting the parents know, of course, that this is just a temporary thing that we're going to play with here. We have to find the tickle, stimulating point, and it's not necessarily tickling. It might be an idea. For example, one little two-year-old boy I was working with was at that phase where if a toy went out of sight, he just thought this was so funny. So the entire hour I played with him, I would use toys, and then I'd put him out of sight and then bring him back and put him out of sight. And the whole time he was laughing and laughing and laughing between presentations of material. And I know his mom kind of thought, oh, well, you know, this is just all fun and games. But you know, once talking to her and explaining to her, I began to help her see how important laughter was for her child at this stage. The preparing stage and the speechifying stage are the foundation that leads us into the third stage, and that's where we're going to go next.